How are you feeling? Are you feeling on your A game?
No.
Are you feeling witty and funny?
No, I'm feeling injured and hurt. That's what I am.
Need some vocal warm-ups?
Slay, 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 slay.
Work, 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 work.
You guys are nothing but bullies.
No, we're doing warm-ups. We're helping you. If we're more comfortable, okay, let's chat for a few minutes and then you can get into the groove and energy up and everything.
What did you do today? How was your day?
Just worked and be sad.
He looks like the Amy person. Lucky you're Amy. Amy.
Hi, I'm having trouble with my internet.
Yes, how can I help you, ma'am?
My Wi-Fi won't connect.
Have you tried switching it
yeah,
on
I've,
and
I've
off?
I've done it. I've done it.
Have you? Are you using the right Ethernet cable? Or
of course I am. I'm not an idiot.
The Ethernet cable is the blue one behind you?
I've done that all. You guys give the worst advice.
Well, look, you know what? Sometimes internet's shit and it happens, all right? Just fucking suck it up and use your phone, all right? I'm sure your phone has plenty of internet, Karen.
He's getting fired.
Wow, I don't like this person. I'm feeling attacked and distressed. I'm going to sue you for emotional damage.
Well, hello, Karen number two.
Ma'am, please do not speak to me in that tone. Ma'am, if you continue to speak to me, I'm going to have to cut the call. So please, I'm trying to help you. You got to do it like that.
Please, please, ma'am, please. I'm now crying. Stop it. Like that?
Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Did that work? Did you stop?
Yeah, my internet started working again.
Oh, okay, good, 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 good. That's all I cared about.
Yeah. I'll give you a review afterwards.
Yeah, thank you. A 5-star?
Yeah, 5 stars.
Wow.
Yeah, please, man. Please give me a 5-star. Yeah. It's like when that upload, the angel was getting low stars.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Wait, what was the joke?
It wasn't a joke. It was just a comparison.
Oh, look at him stress vaping already. We haven't even started the episode.
It's because of you two.
I'm 29. Why are you acting like a 60-year-old man already?
60-year-old?
His body is breaking. He needs to stress vape.
Yeah, my body is breaking.
Do you warm up before you play ball?
Do you stretch?
No, okay. I've never stretched in my life.
Well, maybe that's why
I'm going to have to start. I think I'm starting, Alice. God.
You will start or you have started?
I will start. Yeah. It was only this week that my body started breaking, all right?
Sounds like it started breaking a while ago. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying. I didn't realize I was 45 already.
Oh, but you have to live forever for us.
I won't. And thank God.
You can't be the first to go.
Mate.
I want Alice and us to leave first, and then you're devastated and crying.
There's a 95% chance I'm the first to go.
95. Yeah,
but I want you to experience a world where Alice and I don't exist.
Wow.
Yeah, I experience that quite often, so it's fine.
Exactly. So you're used to it.
Yeah, so you'd be used to me going as well. So it's
fine. You won't even realize.
Yeah, you'd be like, oh, hey, why is that empty? This is what it is. I'm sure he's just outside playing. And he'll probably make a snide remark about, oh, probably playing with his other friends, probably playing volleyball. Or probably hanging with them. And then you'd realize, oh, wait, he's gone. And it's been a while. It's been 2 weeks. That's why he hasn't annoyed us with messages.
Now I would notice. Alice and I, our hearts were like, ugh, like, what's wrong?
No, you won't. You mean your messages wouldn't blow up? You'd be like, oh, he's gone finally. Thank the Lord. No one to whinge about us hanging. Now we're free to hang, free to frolic.
Without judgment.
Are you excited for the Easter show?
Yeah.
What are you going to wear to the Easter show? What's your fit?
I know, t-shirt and chinos.
Chinos? Wow.
I always wear chinos.
You don't?
Yeah, I wear chinos literally every day to work.
Yeah, but then we also...
Do you wear tutors or you hang out with us? Is my question.
And when we go to Eastwood?
Well, no. Not if we go to Eastwood, but if I go out, then yeah. I wear chinos or jeans. Do I not? If we actually go out, like if we go long jetty, I'm wearing chinos.
But don't make it seem like it's that obvious that you wouldn't just wear
boxers. No, it is. Yeah, I'm going to wear boxers to fucking show. You got me there.
Like basketball shorts or something. Yeah.
Why would I wear basketball shorts?
Because they're comfortable. You'd be like, I'm going to be walking around the whole day.
I looked up pictures of us at Long Jetty and you're wearing sweatpants.
I'm not wearing boxers, right?
It's because it was cold.
Yeah, I'm not wearing boxers or like basketball shorts, right?
You're wearing like a puffy jacket. Why would you wear basketball shorts?
Were we all wearing sweatpants though?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just saying you were like, oh, when we go Long Jetty, I wear chinos. So I'm just saying.
Oh, then I'm incorrect. Oh, no. He's wearing his tech place. Yeah. That was when I was sad. How about the year after?
I actually don't have full body pics of the year after, so I don't know.
Somebody was sad who just gave up on his wardrobe.
We need the year after.
Yeah, I don't have full body pics.
Damn it.
I can't tell. So who knows what you're wearing?
Very convenient. Very, very convenient. I just remembered. Hold up. I just remembered. When we went to karaoke recently, I was when we went to Jamie's engagement party, I was not wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, so like that karaoke thing, everyone remembers that one night because you actually dressed up. Everyone was just like shocked.
It was iconic.
It was actually an entrance for sure.
Yeah, and then when I went Jamie's engagement, I wasn't. When I went, okay, everything else, I was probably wearing basketball pants.
Okay. Well, shall we jump in? Are we ready? Is everyone ready?
I'm not ready.
I'm not ready, but I guess I'll have to be.
Yeah, that's true.
I love that. I have no choice.
Mm.
Wait, can I pee first?
Yeah, okay.
Apologies. Go pee.
Yeah. For that nature calls.
What's he gonna do? Hi, my name is Frances.
And I'm Alice.
And welcome to this week's episode of Two Friends in a Pod, a place for friends to catch up on movies, music, TV, and pop culture.
Two, Frances. Well, let's make it three for today. We have our special guest, Ryan, just Ryan. We're getting better with saying just Ryan. Do a little bit of practice, but we have just Ryan joining us again as a special guest. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Glad to be part of it again. Wish I was part of it more, but, you know, I guess not enough fans submitted the emails, but that's okay. It is what it is.
Well, that was a very interesting introduction.
Just a really light and breezy one to have a great start to the episode.
Positive vibes only.
Yeah, good vibes only.
Just want to be clear, I was cut out of this. So, yeah.
Just also clear up that that clearing up statement. He was not.
Ryan. I want to ask, how was your experience on the last episode and what was the response to your episode? Yeah, was it popular? Did you get some good feedback?
No, it was really fun. It was really fun. Again, thank you guys for letting me join in. Got a few feedbacks, which hopefully I'll be able to correct this time. Mm. A few opportunities here and there, which I'll definitely do better this time.
Oh, okay.
To appease my fans.
Yeah. Love that.
Yeah, thanks. No worries.
I felt you did well. And then I can see you've put in the effort to upgrade your microphone setup as well, which we really, really appreciate. And I'm sure the fans will appreciate as well. But actually on the agenda today, I think Frances is going to take us through a few questions taken from or inspired by the Reddit. So she's the resident Redditor. She's frequenting the forums, just lurking.
I don't like posting
or anything. So what are they, the unpopular opinions?
Yeah, so they're taken from the subreddit Unpopular Opinions. They're just like, to be honest, some of them are quite, when you go on that forum, it can be quite controversial. So I really just like limited to just fun Fun little questions friends can ask each other because they're not here to answer questions about the death penalty or anything.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
I don't think we're quite equipped for that. Mm. So just like fun little statements and we can discuss how we feel about it.
Exciting. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Cool.
And you might feel some are quite targeted. And we'll know.
Yes, oh, okay.
No. Well, I see what I was going on here.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
It's all just innocent fun.
I'm sure it is. We'll see. We're still friends at the end of this.
That's the goal.
Maybe our opinions will be divided. I don't know. Usually for, no. I think we're on the same page for a lot of things, not everything. So this will be a good test, though.
This is the official test of our friendship, and if we pass, we get to stay friends.
Yeah, my dream is to have the same opinion as one of you two, and the other one is just left out. That's hopefully what happens.
We'll see. We'll
see. Yeah, we'll see about that.
There's a chance of that happening, but yeah, we'll see.
Cool. Well, maybe I'll get the ball rolling. So, yeah. And to be clear, neither Alice nor Ryan have seen any of these. So these will come as a shock to both of them.
Ooh, exciting.
For something simple. Just to,
nice
like,
and easy.
Ease us in. Yeah.
Mm. Something that we would all agree to.
Okay.
We'd definitely all be on the same page.
Okay, great.
Please. Ooh.
Okay, I'll read the first one then. First one is, the night before a day off work is better than the actual day off.
That's so hard.
Yeah. I'd say fair.
You agree?
Yeah. How about you guys give your answer first, and then I'll give mine.
No, Ryan, we want your true opinion, so tell us why you feel.
The night before just feels really good. There's so much stuff you can do. There's no expectation to have to wake up early. There's no expectation of anything the next day. You're free to do whatever you want. On the day, then, that's a different story. You might not find anything you want to do, right? You might text some friends if they want to go get coffee or anything like that. Again, not targeting anyone here. Yeah. But, and they'll say no or anything like that.
And then, or you have nothing to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you have nothing to do and you find out that your other two friends have something to do and they just didn't invite you to, you know, things like that. I don't know if you guys have experienced that, but maybe.
You're just spitballing here. Just
spitballing. Not talking about any particular event in general.
Yeah.
Or any occurrence in general. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen to me often. Don't worry.
Okay, I'm glad. That to occur to you.
Yeah. Me too. I reckon that's why the night before is really good.
I do think there's something euphoric about knowing that you don't have to wake up the next day and do something. Just knowing that you can go to sleep at whatever time and there's no responsibility and you're not having to wake up and like work again. There's something I really enjoy about that.
True. They're looking forward to sleeping in and there's no set time to wake up. No, yes, not having to say alarm. Oh man,
interesting.
That looks amazing.
This is probably where out the start of that divide.
Ryan, your dream's coming true. What about you, Alice?
I think it really depends on the time of the night before work. Mm. So like at the start, it's really good. You're doing your hobbies, watching TV, whatever. But it's that point in time at like maybe 11, 12 o'clock where you're like, I really got to go to sleep. I've got work tomorrow. I've got to like wake up earlier at this certain time. I'm going to pack my bags. It's that anticipation. I think that's like the worst bit, like knowing that tomorrow is going to be bad. And like, I think like I'm sort of like divided in that it's good, but it's also like there's a point in time where it's just, it's downhill. And then the next day you're kind of like, well, it's here. it's just here. But yeah, obviously like going to work and all that stuff, that's a different part of that.
Right.
So I don't know, what's my answer? I feel like I'm going to really be bad at this because I have, I'm a Libra. I don't have strong opinions.
Yeah, so the night before a day off work, so knowing that tomorrow you have the day off work and the night before or the actual day off, got to choose one.
You're the night before, right?
Yeah, the night before a day off work is better.
Me too.
I'm day off.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Yes! That's what I've dreamed of.
Okay, interesting. But I'm not surprised either. This all makes sense to me. I think this all tracks with who we are.
Yeah, because you guys are sleeping late and being like, I have to wake up, whereas I'm like, I got to wake up and do all the things that I need to do.
Because I think regardless, we both Francis and I sleep late.
Mm,
so it's always good knowing that even if I sleep late, I don't have to, you know, there's no pressure to wake up. Oh, man, that feels so good.
Yeah.
Okay. Like this Thursday, I'm really looking forward to this Thursday.
Oh, this Thursday's going to bang, yeah.
Oh, it's going to
go off.
It's going to absolutely go off. I'm not going to do anything, but I will be sleeping in on Friday.
And you can bet yourself that I won't be sleeping in.
That's a perfect segue, Alice, to the next one. Anyone who likes to wake up early just likes to make themselves suffer.
That is definitely correct.
You know what? I don't disagree with that statement.
Oh, okay. So we're all in agreement.
Yeah, we're all in agreement here.
Okay.
I'm not waking up for fun. I'm waking up early for fun.
Mm. So you do self-identify with that statement.
Mm. Interesting. All business. For the moment I'm awake, it's all business.
She rests. She rusts. Next thing. They call Alice the Wolf of Wall Street.
They don't.
All about waking up early.
Yeah.
Looking at trading constantly. Yeah.
Crypto, NFTs, that's all her jam.
My misconception is waking up to do things, but I'm not necessarily doing things. I'm just waking up so I have time to, you know, relax.
Why didn't you relax while sleeping?
Yeah, sleeping's pretty relaxing.
I want to relax by, like, having a coffee or watching TV.
We do as well, but we just like to have our coffee at like 10 a.m., 11 a.m., not at, you know, 8 a.m. in the morning on a day off.
Yeah, but then you can have your coffee for 2 hours rather than like 1 hour.
Oh, that's because she drinks slowly. This answers so many questions. It's all making sense to me now.
This is so revealing. I feel exposed.
We'll skip to the next one then. I feel like I'm pretty confident, and I hope to God that we all agree with this, because I'll be concerned if one of us doesn't. The proper way to eat a jelly bean is to swallow them whole.
What?
Who the hell does that?
I don't know. This person on Reddit.
Why would you do that? They're so hard.
What the hell? Yeah. I like to keep it in my mouth. Yeah, I like to keep it into my mouth for a bit, chew on a little bit, and then chew it up.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of eating.
Very specific way of eating it.
How do you eat your jelly beans?
I just chew them. Chew.
Like normally?
Like normally, yes.
Mm.
What about you?
Yeah, I would just chew them normally, or like bite half and then eat that and then have the other half.
Yeah, but I'm not sucking on them.
Yeah, definitely not. No sucking. And definitely no swallowing of whole jelly bean. Frances, I totally misunderstood that first question.
It was the night after.
Yeah, the night after.
Yeah, because halfway through.
That's why I repeated it.
Yeah.
Do you want to change your answer?
It's too late. Nah.
Okay, that's okay. You could just keep it, but then keep that confession.
All good.
It is what it is, as they say.
We're live, baby.
It doesn't have to be live, but we choose to be live.
So yeah, you suck on your jelly beans.
Yeah, I put them in my mouth, chew it a little bit, suck on it, then chew it some more, and then like suck on it a little bit more and then chew on it more.
For every jelly bean?
Like, it's not like I eat a lot in one go. I eat like one. So like, I don't really mind if they last. I like chewing on those stuff. Like when I get chewy mints, I chew it up a little bit and then suck on it and then chew it for extra taste.
Extra taste. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
I'm glad to know none of us swallow it whole, because that just doesn't make sense. And also the flavor of a jelly bean.
That's
is
actually
inside.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
It sounds insane. Like you're swallowing a really big pill or something.
Yeah, that's actually a problem. If you like that, then just have Nurofen or something.
As a treat.
Yeah, as a little treat.
Next one. I like it when people don't notice I got a haircut. Agree or disagree?
I would agree.
Like, yeah, I prefer that. But it's hard to not notice like a haircut.
Yeah.
I guess especially on guys, because like it gets quite long and then you shave it, right?
Yeah.
On the sides. Mm. So it's quite hard to notice. I'd rather people don't notice.
You don't want any attention?
I'd rather not.
But I've been in situations where people have noticed your haircut and like heaped praise upon you, called you cute, handsome, hot, all that sort of stuff. You don't like that?
My mum doesn't count. So.
What a deal.
Let's be real. Your mum would not say those things to you. Knowing,
yeah, true.
Knowing true. Her.
Asian moms definitely don't. The first thing they say will be, how much did it cost? Yes. And anything above $10 will be an issue.
Yeah. Yes. Why'd you waste your money like that to look like that?
Yeah. Actually, now with inflation, $15 is okay. But that's really pushing them off. Yeah. Nah. Yeah, I'd rather not.
Yeah, I think with shorter haircuts, like, you can tell more.
Yeah, like straight away, right? Yeah.
I do think, though, that Ryan is really good at noticing haircuts on
He's
girls.
He's good at it.
He always notices.
Only on you guys, because I stare at you guys so much. longingly at you guys. Okay.
I think he, like, knows that something's different, but he can't pinpoint what it is.
So he just says it's a haircut?
He just says, like, oh, there's something different with your hair, but it's
hey,
like...
Hey, don't speak for me. I noticed exactly how many hairs on your hair is missing.
No, but this literally happened, like, the other week. He was like, there's something different with your hair. And I was like, yeah, like, it was a different style. Maybe it was a color. I don't know. But there was, he just said it was something different. he didn't know what it was.
No, but when you get a haircut, I'll be like, oh, hey, you got a haircut. But if your hair's different, then I'll be like, you didn't get a haircut, but it's different.
Yeah, but so you can't say why it's different.
Yeah, because you didn't get a haircut. If you did get a haircut, I'd be like, oh, hey, you got a haircut. But because I can't pinpoint what the difference is. Okay, look, fine, fuck it. Whatever. It is what it
is. Like, I feel like you're just repeating what I said, but you're saying I didn't say it.
No, my point is, when people get a haircut, I can tell. Mm. Like, if you change your hairstyle, then it's a bit harder to pinpoint as to what it is.
Mm.
Right, I can't actually tell whether you dyed your hair differently or you changed your hairstyle or something like that. Mm. But if you got a haircut, I would be able to tell.
I don't think... Oh, sorry.
What happened?
I don't think Ryan can pick when I get haircuts, though.
Oh, really?
Because I have, like, longer hair.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
I don't ever cut that much off. So, like, probably even you wouldn't know unless I told you. If it was just a haircut, I mean, like, nothing else is
nice. Yeah, I think because when Frances gets a haircut, she changes the style quite a bit. She either gets a fringe or no fringe.
I always have a fringe.
She gets the same haircut. It's just that she has, like, a shorter cut, so it's more obvious.
Look, once again, I don't know. Look, fuck it.
I
can't tell. I can just tell there's a difference.
Frances was born with a fringe. She will die with a fringe.
I can just tell the vibes are off.
The vibes are off.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
He just doesn't know hair. That's fine.
But when it comes to my fringe, Ryan always notices, even when some other people don't. So, but I would say overall, I think we're all in agreement that we would rather not have people notice. Like, we want to look as similar to our natural selves as possible.
100%. Yeah. That's my goal.
Alice is like, don't make me look different. Make me look like this. Yes.
Yeah. Literally just, I want to walk out looking like a better version.
How you came in.
But basically the same.
Check your phones. RE, I was born with a fringe.
So cute. Is there a younger photo with a fringe?
Probably. I was just came out of the womb that way.
Oh my god, you're so cute.
So as a side story, I had to do like this like get to know me presentation for work. So I had to go through a lot of older photos and like baby photos. Mm-hmm. And I'm truly struck by my commitment to the fringe. It has followed me day in, day out, and I've slipped sometimes. I've strayed, but I've always come back to it. So I think it's truly a part of my identity now.
It's your comfort hair.
It looks good on you, so
thank you.
Yeah. No worries. Smooth.
Oh my god. He's a little flirt, this one.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow, he didn't even deny it.
Only to you two though.
Well, that's great. Now we all know that we don't want to be acknowledged for our haircuts. So please don't do that, anyone. Next. Watermelon is the most disgusting fruit.
What?
That's fucked. That's straight up fucked.
Come on.
That's not even up for discussion.
I feel like watermelon's pretty inoffensive, right? Like, it's just like sweet water.
It's literally the best fruit. Like, rock melon, I really despise.
I don't like rock melon either.
Yeah, rock melon.
But
papaya,
it's not disgusting.
Like, I don't know. It's just a bit mushy. And like,
I wouldn't call it disgusting. Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't really like the taste. I don't think I'm very picky with my life food, but rock melon is pretty good.
Mm.
And I think papaya is also pretty
good.
It can be really good. Yeah.
If you get like the sweet ones.
I haven't had good papaya in my life. So both rockmelon papaya are probably bottom for me easily.
So what makes watermelon the best? Isn't it just like Alice said, sweet water?
Yeah, and I really like water. but also like, I think watermelon is just really yummy and it's quite versatile as well. Like fruit, grenadiers.
You've named two things.
Yeah, fruit and
I think a lot of other fruits work as grenadiers.
And also as fruits.
Yeah.
Juice. Oh, sorry. Juice.
Yeah.
Look, it's just really yummy.
Okay.
Okay. So it's a taste that's driving.
Yeah, yeah. I really like it. Yeah. Easily one of my favorite.
Okay. But definitely not the most disgusting.
Definitely not. Like watermelon's my favorite food. Fruit. Top two fruit, I reckon.
Top two?
Yeah. I really like persimmons.
That's so random.
I really like persimmons. Really
I've
like
never
persimmons.
Seen you eat a persimmon.
Yeah, just because I'm lazy. I don't like peeling off the skin and then chopping it off. But if someone
you
like
have to chop up a watermelon.
Yeah, I'm also really lazy with watermelons, hence why okay. I don't eat much either. Thanks. But
persimmons. Is that the hang on, I'm Googling it.
It's the official colour of Maya Meister.
Yeah. That's also maybe why I like it. Persimmons are delicious.
I do actually
I love persimmons.
Yeah.
I have to ask you a question though. Do you like the hard ones or the soft ones?
Just sound like a cop out, but I like the ones in the middle.
Okay, I have a question. Why are you peeling them?
You don't need the skin. I don't need the skin. Dude.
Or maybe I don't.
I don't think you need the skin.
I don't think you need the skin. It's
leathery and thick.
I've never met someone that ate the skin of a persimmon.
Have I been eating them wrong?
Maybe it'll become your favorite fruit once you start peeling
it. It's pretty average. It's really like chewy and bitter.
Yeah, it's not that good. I don't know what you're on about.
Okay.
I like
it. But maybe you would love them. Once the skin's off.
I think it's, like, for health, right? You can eat the skin.
It's got to live forever. Yeah. Outlive us all.
Oh, my goodness. So, sidetrack. Like, I made, like, Japanese curry the other day, and I put the potatoes in, but I didn't peel the potatoes because of health reasons. Yeah, it's fine.
Fiber, health.
Yeah, it's actually, like, has more potassium than a banana.
Oh my God. Cool.
I'm not about food wastage here. Eat the whole potato.
That's why you eat the whole persimmon.
Potentially. Not a scrap wasted.
Yeah.
Do you like, Alice, the hard ones or the soft, mushy ones?
Oh, probably not the mushy ones.
Oh my God.
I would like to change my answer. I really like the soft ones.
The one that like go all jammy inside, they're the best. Then you scoop it out with a spoon.
Okay, not that jammy.
Definitely not that mushy.
Like it still retains shape. But, like, it's soft on the teeth.
Okay. I like the mushy ones.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like baby food mushy.
Yeah.
Nah. I didn't want that one. Okay,
give it to me then.
I will.
Okay, I will.
Yeah. Okay. The Office got better after Steve Carell left.
No, that's ridiculous.
Nah. Who the hell, what kind of unfunny person wrote that statement?
To be fair, that one episode of Will Ferrell was hilarious.
When he's juggling.
Yeah, juggling with Phyllis was hilarious.
Mm.
But no.
No, it really went downhill from there because they couldn't find like a permanent replacement for Steve Carell's character. So they went from Will Ferrell, they went to that English lady, I forget her name now. And they also had that guy who was
another guy.
And then they merged with like, what was that tech company? I can't remember now.
I don't remember.
But yeah, like it really went down here from there. I think it was a very solid and then they had to like be more experimental with the plot line and stuff after he left because he was such a key character.
Definitely not. Yeah.
And I think a huge part of The Office is also the dynamic between Steve and the whole office really.
So yeah. Mm. For sure.
Yeah, I definitely disagree, but you make a good point, Ryan, on the juggling episode. That was truly a highlight.
It was gold, but it's not enough
that was
to
so good.
The whole.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay, next one. Adults should not celebrate their birthday.
No, I mean if they want to celebrate it, they can celebrate it. Who cares?
What the hell? What kind of jaded adult wrote that? These unpopular opinions are written by people who are just like sad about their lives.
That's why they're on Reddit.
I mean, if they want to celebrate it, they can celebrate it. But okay. I think some can be OTT.
Like who?
What's OTT?
Name names.
Over the top.
No, I know what it means.
Like, like as in, if it's like, I don't know, for like the 35th, they want to go fucking giant trip just because they're turning 35. Like, I think that's a bit OTT.
Yeah, what if I want to go on a giant trip for my 35th birthday, invite the two of you?
Yeah, that's different. I have no
I guess Alice and I should just go.
No. I have no choice but to attend. But like as in, for me, you know, like as in, if you want to celebrate, celebrate it. But I think some can go a bit cray cray.
What's the best birthday celebration you've been to or had recently?
I don't celebrate my birthday.
It could be anyone else's birthday, not necessarily your own.
Don't remember anyone's birthday recently.
But then it's fine if someone goes a bit cray cray every once in a while because it doesn't happen that often.
Finally remember.
Yeah. Maybe we need more cray cray.
Yeah, I don't remember. So.
Wow, classic Ryan. Oh, Ryan.
Just Ryan.
Just Ryan. What about you, Alice?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I personally don't like to celebrate birthdays, but I've done that since birth. Like, that's not an adult thing.
This is not this way.
Yeah, like, someone said, celebrate your birthday? Sure. In fact, I want to celebrate my friends' birthdays and encourage them to. So.
I just remembered a really good birthday I just went to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was one of my friends' birthday, and we put up BTS balloons everywhere in my apartment and put up banners as well. I think that was really cute. I honestly thought that was so cute.
Aww.
Yeah.
What a cute event.
I would like a little setup of like cakes and everything with all the BTS guys. And
whoever was on the receiving end of that was very lucky. Must have really appreciated
it. I would hope she enjoyed it, I'll be honest. Yeah. Or they, sorry, not
they,
she.
Yeah,
they,
that's not a shame. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do find it interesting that we're all three people who don't like do big things for their birthday.
Mm-hmm. It's always just like a small lunch or dinner or something. Yeah, it's all very low key.
Yeah, like, or with like balloons and stuff like that sometimes, and bandages.
It was at home. Yeah. Like, it wasn't like, you know, outside. Yeah.
I find that quite cute, and I like how it's a bit intimate.
He's an intimate boy.
Mm.
Mm. Okay. Being too cold is way better than being too warm.
Yes.
Like, I agree.
Wait. Can I clarify? Is this like for weather or just your body temperature or the weather being too cold? Or like,
just like in general, like your body temperature because the outside is too cold, you feel cold or you feel warm.
Oh yeah, cold. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
cold.
I don't like it.
I like it when it's really icy cold.
Why?
So then we can snuggle up.
Very interesting.
This guy got me again.
Once again. Nah, I just like the cold. Like if it's really cold, right, you can put on more stuff. Like there's a limit to how much you can take off.
Take it all off.
It's a shame that we live in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. So AM and PM is dumb and everyone should use 24-hour/military time.
Wow, an American definitely.
I've heard that.
I like AM and PM. I have all my clocks and everything in AM, PM.
Yeah, AM, PM. It's like very clear what's light and what's dark.
not the hardest.
What about a number starting with 20?
Yeah, it makes you, like, you have to do, like, the maths. I'm not about that life, you know? Like, I want the time. I want it now. Yeah. I don't want a 10-second delay for me to calculate or, like, think about it.
I think AM, PM is fine. Like, I really like AM, PM. It bugs me when it's in 24-hour time.
Because you have to do the math?
Yeah, I just have to sit there, think about it.
Minusing 12 from it? Okay.
Tough.
To be honest, I find that really hard as well, so I'm in agreement.
I would rather not do it. Yeah,
AM and PM. We're all just lazy millennials. Mm. And that's fine. Yeah.
We own it.
What about vanilla is not plain? It is a flavor and it's a damn good one too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. There are times where I enjoy a good old vanilla flavor ice cream or like mochi.
Yeah, like vanilla bean is a flavor. It has a very distinct flavor. Like if you, for instance, if you used to use like ice cream example, right? Mm-hmm. Like you can make the ice cream base. But that's not vanilla.
That's true. She's so logical, this one.
To also be fair, you never really have vanilla, do you? You just mix all your colors up together anyway.
It's only Neapolitan. God, I would never get vanilla like an actual ice cream store. Unless it was like in conjunction with something else.
But do you find vanilla a plain or boring flavor?
But goes great with a lot of things.
I would say more plain. I wouldn't say boring.
Well, they're saying vanilla is not plain.
Yeah, good. Well, I agree. Oh, wait, sorry. I don't agree because I said it's plain. I do apologize.
I was waiting for the...
Sorry, it just ticked. Apologies.
What a hypocrite.
Do you agree or not? You're just flip-flopping all over the place.
I guess I'm just a flip-flopper.
If you don't take a stand, then what do you fall for?
Ooh.
I guess I'm a bit of an Aaron Burr. Yeah, I guess it is plain.
Okay, you've spoken.
And I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree. But in saying that, I do like it.
Okay.
So I guess I'm just a plain person.
He's so vanilla, this guy. Showering at night is better than showering in the morning.
Yes.
I think we're all night.
Night shower?
Yeah.
Night,
we're all night showers.
Yeah. Unless I have something serious in the morning, that's when I shower. But I just shower to wake up and like really get ready.
Something serious?
Yeah, what's something serious enough for you to shower in the morning?
If I have an interview or anything like that. Then, or like if I need to like do something big, then I'll shower in the morning just so I don't look like a grub, especially when I have longer hair. But if not, then shower at night, yeah. Like, I'll do both. I'll shower, definitely shower at night, and then, depending on the circumstance, shower in the morning.
I only shower in the morning if absolutely necessary. I'll always shower at night. That's my go-to.
Yeah, like, shower at night is a constant. Showering in the morning, if, like,
is I go to, maybe.
If I go to gym, then I'll shower in the morning. If I...
She goes like, to the gym, like, really
hot.
Flexed. If it's really hot or something,
look, maybe we get it. In the we get it. We get it.
She goes
you
to
the purposely drop that in.
Yeah, because it's part of my routine.
Yeah.
She's consistent.
Depends on what week you're asking. But yes, nice showers.
Are those superior showers?
This feels nice to go to bed clean.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like refreshed. Yeah.
Ready for a big day ahead.
What if friends roll around your bed before they've showered?
I reckon that's just absolute scum, to be honest.
I
think it's just rude, disrespectful, if anything. Yeah, I don't know. Do you know anyone that does that?
No, and I'm really glad you don't have any scum friends.
Yeah, me
I wouldn't
too,
want that
too.
For you.
Me too. Thank the Lord no one does that.
Yeah. Next one. IKEA furniture is extremely easy to put together, and anyone who says it's incredibly confusing must be kind of dumb.
Guess I'm kind of dumb.
Is this a targeted one?
I mean, what?
I'm just like guessing.
Who could it be targeting?
Well, on your face, I've never put together an IKEA instead of IKEA furniture.
Okay, let's change that to just putting together furniture.
Not privy to judge.
Any sort of flat pack furniture.
Egg on your face, I just put together a nice towel rack, clothing rack. So, yeah. I think it's extremely
What about
simple.
Your shelf, your bedside table, and then your Omni desk?
You can put them together, so I don't know what you're on about.
Well, I mean, the Omni desk
put it
together.
Some people just aren't born with the skill to...
Yeah, so does that make them dumb?
You're kind of dumb?
Yeah.
Well, I guess in this scenario, yes.
Okay.
Pertaining to this question, yes.
Yes, that's the answer we're looking for.
Yeah, so you're kind of dumb.
Yeah.
That's just what I wanted to hear. And Alice and I aren't.
What a setup.
I want to say the question was, do you think that people who can't do it? And I don't think that. I think it's perfectly all right to not be good at putting together furniture.
But what
and
if
I
it's,
think
like,
it's okay.
Really basic?
I think you should not be judging a person, you know, on whether they can put together furniture. Just saying. So anyone else out there that can't, you know, put together furniture? We're in this together and it's okay. Don't let your friends put you down because of that.
I think sometimes a healthy amount of shaming can be good.
No, I think that's the kind of mentality that's fucked.
Can help you grow.
Maybe healthy in your eyes, but not healthy in my eyes.
Maybe it was all that shaming that helped you put together that clothes rack.
It wasn't. It definitely wasn't.
Or maybe he just read the instructions this time.
That also wasn't the case because I read the instructions for that table and I just fucked it.
Clearly you didn't.
Clearly you didn't because you left out extremely important steps.
No, not the Omni desk, the other table in my room.
Oh, the bedside table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one that I broke. Well, the point is, it's okay to not be good at putting together furniture.
But in general, people who can't are kind of dumb.
Nah.
I thought that's what you just said.
I would never say that.
I might just have to insert a clip again of you saying that.
Yeah, so does that make them dumb?
You're kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Well, I guess in this scenario, yes. Okay. Pertaining to this question, yes.
Mm. Yes, that's so the answer we're looking for.
Yeah, so you're kind of dumb.
Yeah. No, please don't.
We'll see.
Don't tell her what to do.
Whoa.
There's only one person editing this.
Wow. The power's got into your head.
Mm. Anyway, I'm glad we all agree on that one. And we've all come to a consensus. And we all think it's kind of dumb. Everyone's nodding.
Yeah, we're all nodding.
Hope you lose viewers from this.
Viewers?
Listeners.
But we have so many fans thanks to you.
Yeah. Not anymore.
They're all loyal to you. Okay.
Gonna spread the word.
He's going to get us cancelled, Alice.
Oh my God, for what?
Cancel culture.
It's coming for us.
For shaming people they can't put together furniture.
Air fryers are bullshit scams and are just convection ovens with an extra fan added. As two people who have extensively used air fryers, I have not. What is your opinion on that?
I haven't. I haven't used any air fryer. My mom uses it, right?
I agree. However, it doesn't take away from the fact that they are very, very convenient.
Mm.
Is it a small oven? Yes. Is it a very convenient small oven? Yes.
Does it cook things better?
Not necessarily better, but definitely quicker. And because it is in an enclosed space, you can get that crispiness like much quicker than you might be able to get in like an oven.
I know my mom uses it for like crispy pork, and it's really good, so I can't really speak much. I can just say it's really good for crispy pork.
It does work, for sure.
Crispy pork and char siu is really good for it.
Okay. Why don't you get an air fryer?
I don't have enough room.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
There's room right there where that plastic bag is.
That's where I cook my chopping blades. What the fuck?
I'm sure you could fit one in.
No, I can't.
Yes, that was a Reddit thread that was extremely controversial, and I think all the air fryer stands came out and attacked that person. So, very interesting. I enjoy sucking on the tea bag after I finish drinking my tea.
What?
I don't even like having my tea bag in my tea. So, no.
I don't think I've ever done this. Yeah, I don't know. To suck all the liquid out. Try it?
Yeah, try it.
Why don't you try it?
Because I don't even like tea bags in my tea. It's like too strong. So, no.
It's too strong.
I'm a baby. I can't take tea.
Ooh, I drink black coffee and I drink a lot of tea. Ooh.
Yeah, why are you making fun of us for drinking black coffee when that is something you aspire to do?
I know. I just don't appreciate you guys bagging me out for not, you know, drinking strong tea.
It's not even just drinking strong tea. I feel like you have your tea bag in for like 2 seconds and then you want to take it out.
I just like a mild taste of my tea.
It's just water.
You're just drinking hot water.
Well, once again, I love water. And two, it's just a little bit of taste in my water. So it's like enough. Like barley tea, I feel is quite strong after a little bit of a dip.
Those tea bags are so weak.
It's so weak. You have to leave them in because they like need to steep for a really long time.
Once again, ooh, I'm Alison Francis. I'm so strong with my tea.
We have strong palates.
Well, try sucking on a tea bag. I think that'll be perfect for you too.
So, like, to get excess liquid out of a tea bag, I would usually just, like, use a spoon and just press it against. Like, why do I have to put it in my mouth?
Because it's absolute concentration of tea.
Yeah.
But,
like,
it just doesn't
make
sense.
It's the maximum kind of power of tea you can get. You can't
get it's like taking a shot. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like espresso.
Yeah, okay.
But in tea form, so try it.
I feel like it really takes away from the experience of drinking tea if you're sucking on something.
Oh, well, like you can suck on it. It's like having a little shot and then having a normal coffee. Well,
why don't you do it? Because you like sucking on things.
Like jelly beans?
Yeah, like jelly beans.
Because I don't like it when it's like, I don't like so strong tea. I just told you.
He only likes sucking on mild things.
Yeah, if you ask me to suck on, like, watermelon, I'll do it. I don't mind. But if it's, like, something I don't even want that strong, why would I do it? It'd be ridiculous.
So it's a no.
What if we paid you $50? Would you do it?
Like, yeah, probably. Yeah, why wouldn't you? You know.
Every few dollars is not bad.
I'm not.
But you have to, like, suck on it, like, really suck the liquid up.
I don't care. $50, I feel like I'll do it. Like, if I pay you $50, are you not going to do it? That'd be ridiculous.
But if it was, like, I'd do it for $100.
$100?
Yeah, I'd do it for $100.
I guess I'm just cheap then.
Would you do just it for to sell out?
Five tea bags, like, so it was, like, super, super strong.
Mm.
Would you value on that?
If it's $100, yeah.
Yeah, I guess for $200, I'll do that.
Yeah, like, what the hell? You wouldn't do that for $100?
Yeah, it's like not hard.
Yeah. Just an easy $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an easy $100.
Not even taxed income.
Yeah, it's a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. Maybe next time we're all together, that's what we're doing.
But no money.
And after you made your tea and you take your tea bag out, what do you do with the tea bag?
Well, originally I used to just throw it, but with a new and improved method introduced by Francis,
we
slap the tea bag on the sides of the thing, making a nice blop, blop sound as we slap it until it's sufficiently drained, and we throw it in a bin.
Yeah. That's the answer I was looking for. It's a fun way.
Yeah, with this new method, we might just be sucking it first and then throwing it in a bin.
We'll see. Anyway, we'll move away from the whole topic of sucking into something else.
Okay.
I would rather wash 20 plates than 3 oily Tupperware.
Yeah.
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 Plates are fucking easy.
Yeah, plates are easy.
Yeah, I would wash 30. I sweat when I do Tupperware. Like, it's so hard. You have to, like, really scrub at it.
Especially if it's oily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, after you've had pasta or something in a Tupperware box, man, that's rough. But a plate, like, no matter how oily it is, like, it's easy.
Okay, so we're all in agreement.
Yep. Definitely.
Asking your partner to marry you in front of hundreds of strangers is emotional blackmail.
Oh, that's a strong statement.
Ooh.
Emotional blackmail is a big call.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, because some people like that. So I don't think that's emotional blackmail if you want it.
I think it's more emotional blackmail if you know your partner doesn't like it very much.
Yeah.
But if you haven't covered it off with them. So they might like it, but you don't know.
Well,
by the time you marry, I would hope you have covered that.
Like, you might have discussed marriage, but you didn't say, I'm going to do it in this sort of manner.
But if you're marrying someone, I would assume you would know, you know, what kind of person they are.
Well, yeah.
And, like, you know where they want that kind of thing or not, right?
Yeah. Okay, so it's not, because my instinct was to say yes.
I think no, unless your partner is against that kind of stuff.
Okay. Yeah. What about you, Alice? Then
I'd say yeah.
Yeah, like if they want it, then it's fine. But if you don't know, or you know that they don't like that kind of attention, then yeah, of course it's not.
I do definitely think that if you propose in front of a lot of people, it's a lot harder to say no.
It is, but I think there are certain situations where that's okay because that person's not going to say no and wants that sort of...
They want that, yeah.
Yeah, that sort of big spectacle. Like, that's fine, yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, why do you think yes?
Oh, because... I don't
personal.
Know. This is personal.
Personal.
It's okay.
Because you would have to scream no and then walk off all embarrassed.
I guess the hope is that if someone was to propose you, you'd likely say yes. But yes, I agree.
I
even
feel
if
like
you were
to
say yes, it does put you in a situation where it's very awkward for you to say no.
No,
if,
exactly.
Yeah. If that was
possibility. Thanks for the heads up, Francis. I'll cancel our appointment on Saturday.
Okay, thank you. I would have hoped you know.
I was just about to say, if you knew her, you'd already know the answer. So say no to that one, Francis. I will support you in that decision.
Thank you. As much as he flirts with me, that's where it ends. We're not ready for that next step. Yeah.
He's definitely just playing.
Bit of a player, aren't you? Ryan? You play the field.
Only with you two.
I don't think you're playing with this one.
Pretty small field.
Little table tennis field.
Okay.
Yeah.
So cemeteries are a waste of space and people should be buried vertically.
Like, coffin is upright?
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm imagining. So you just, like, plant them, like, straight up. Like, they're standing in the ground.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine, even in death, you have to stand up? Man, that's, like, I'm tired
that's
thinking
rough.
About it.
on your feet for the rest of your
What happened? They match you head first, feet first, though.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
either or, but it saves space.
I don't really have an opinion on it. It does save space, but never really.
Actually, the most efficient way to do it in that way, I think a lot of like in temples and maybe in other cultures, they do it. They like cremate and like stack them on walls. So they are
stored perfectly,
but like they're not bodies, I guess. So it doesn't matter. Like you can't really tell which way they are. They're just stored vertically or in like vaults and stuff. So.
I think planting a tree on top of them will be pretty cool.
But burying them.
Every person.
Yeah.
So what's the point? All the billions of people.
I know. Apparently, like, it's good nutrient for trees. For, like,
oh, human bodies.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is, but we can't do it for every single person.
Yeah, we can.
It's very ambitious. Okay.
Spread them across.
You can start that project.
It's just in a backyard or something.
That's a bit weird.
None of us are going to be able to afford backyards.
Yeah,
that is true.
A dream that we cannot achieve.
Yeah. Land is precious, so I'm going to say that's very ambitious of you to want to plant trees, the ones that we're all chopping down as well.
That's the more reason to plant more, but yeah, fair enough.
So you don't want to be buried vertically?
Oh, I don't care. Like, you can bury me and cremate me. I don't really care. Do whatever you want with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what you're planning, but yeah, okay.
What if we wore your cremated ashes in a little necklace forever?
I mean, like, yeah, if you want. But yeah, if you want. That's I don't mind. Yeah, that's on you. Like, do what you want with it. I don't care if you wear one of my, like, fingers on your necklace.
Ugh. That's
yeah, gross. Like, do whatever you want with it.
I don't want your jarred finger around my neck.
Not even a good finger. It's, like, broken.
It's a thumb, and you have 9 other fingers to choose from. Why do you have to choose that one?
I bags the pinky if I have to do this. The smallest one.
I bags not doing this at all.
It's 2 pinkies, so you can both choose a pinky.
Oh, matching pinkies.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm in.
Yeah.
He's going to be jealous from his grave. I mean, Maya's going to be jealous from his grave.
I can tell you I would not be jealous.
From his vertical grave, standing up.
And hopefully a tree on top of me.
You know what? Okay. I'm going to be looking down from the other world and being like,
why am I not invited?
Guys, include me.
Whoa.
I want to be back on your podcast. One of those, you know, vengeful spirits that never let you rest.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you have a part of me on you. That's why I'm a vengeful spirit. Oh, I need to rest in my body.
You literally told us to do this.
Yeah, why are you mad?
I didn't say there wouldn't be consequences if you do it.
Okay, well, I guess we're not doing it then. We'll just forget about him. I guess
we're just going to cremate you and, like, scatter you and just be, like, done with it.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. But the question is, why are you guys taking care of my body?
Well, it's good.
Why are you
taking care of the most obvious choices. Yeah, what? Are you going to have Ryan Jr. do it? It'll be us. Oh, sorry, Ryan Jr.
Could be anyone, man.
Anyone? Yeah, that includes us. We're anyone. We volunteer.
Anyone buy you too?
Well, make sure your funeral is the most hectic, like it goes
off. Oh my god, bangers only.
Yeah.
Bangers only, please.
It'll be the party of the century.
Yeah, without you.
Okay. That's all right.
I mean, I guess you'd be the center of attention. Whatever.
Which I don't appreciate at all, but okay.
You can't say no, right?
We'll just talk about you all day, all night. Yeah.
Be like a roast.
The roast of Ryan.
The deceased.
Before he gets cremated.
Just one last roast.
Oh, I love this. I love that we have a plan.
Sounds really
already.
Fun, actually.
Yeah. I'm into this.
Sounds like a plan I'm going to be left out of. Which is fine.
Good to know that we have a plan. Yeah, we can scatter your ashes in all your favorite places like Eastwood, Macquarie.
Inside Fukuya. Yeah. The best sushi restaurant.
And then one in Hotaru, Sushi Hotaru. Yeah. Just for
thanks. Just one speck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they'll never know what hit them.
You'll leave your mark for sure. The oh no song should be banned worldwide.
Oh no.
Why?
Oh no. Is that one?
No.
What song
do
is that?
Do you still like it?
I don't mind it.
I just know it from like the TikToks and stuff. Again, some people are just so salty. Like
this really comes off as us being like, we're so cool, relaxed, chill. I'm like, nothing like, bothers us.
I'm bothered. I think that's not trending anymore, so it's fine.
Yeah, I don't really have any issues with it.
And yeah. even when it was trending, it wasn't annoying?
No.
To either of you?
I liked them.
No. I yeah. said it sometimes.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It might be going a bit too far.
Yeah, but, like, they usually, like, fails, like, fail videos, right? Yeah, it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Annie, if her life is a bit extreme.
Yeah.
I think the pattern here is definitely that people are really salty on the internet. That's the kind of vibe I'm getting.
But but definitely. That seems in line with what we've seen on the internet.
So going to the cinema on your own is not weird. It just makes sense.
Ryan, you answer this first.
Ryan to answer. Doing something on your own. Just think about it carefully.
I don't think it's weird. I never thought it was weird.
Yeah?
Like, if you want to do it on your own, it's fine. But some people just don't want to do it on their own.
Would you ever do it?
I've traveled Melbourne alone. I've traveled Hong Kong alone. So why not?
Why not? So you would watch a movie by yourself?
Yeah.
I literally cannot see this happening.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things you don't know about me.
Yeah, but you would drag someone else to do with you, right?
My preference is probably have someone else with me, but I don't mind doing it myself.
But would you? It's probably... Like, is there a situation where you ever be like, no one's going to watch this movie with me. I really want it in cinemas. Is there no situation where you would be like, I'm definitely just going to go to cinemas with myself? Or would you be like, oh, I'll just wait?
I'll wait, but that's not because I have any issues with going to cinema by myself.
So then why don't you is probably the...
I don't think there's been a movie that I've been that desperate to see that I'd be like, oh, I'll go to cinema by myself. Like, I'm happy to just watch it at home by myself.
Mm.
I think. I've watched, like, movies alone at home by myself.
He's a big boy.
Independent boy.
So, yeah, I don't think. Like, I don't think it's weird. I definitely don't think it's weird.
I cannot imagine a situation where Ryan does this of his own accord.
I can.
I can't say another to me.
I can't. I genuinely can't.
Maybe when I'm finding myself again.
To put that into context, everybody, Ryan went for a little walk in Melbourne for like 30 minutes by himself, and that's what he's calling exploring.
Went Hong Kong by myself for like 3 days and also a week in Hong Kong by myself.
Yeah, and you kept calling us and video calling us.
No, this was before then. Like, okay. I went to Hong Kong by myself for a week between 2014, 2015.
Did you have family?
I had family there, but I stayed by myself.
That must have been really hard for you.
Bet you guys didn't know that about me. No, I enjoyed
it. What happened to that one, Ryan?
She's still here.
I haven't seen this Ryan.
I haven't seen him, so that's why I'm asking.
Again, there's a lot of things you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 8 years and you only found out now that I've been to Hong Kong by myself for a week.
Has it been 8 years?
Well, like 2014, 2022.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's in later high school.
Okay. 2014, late in high school.
Sorry, uni.
Okay, now he's flipping us the bird.
I would never do that. I would never do that.
I actually can't see.
Oh, you still can't see?
I still can't see.
Oh, no. So for Alice, she can't see Ryan's beautiful face as we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think she just switched off my camera.
I know. I got that loading thing. But anyway, yeah, I'm not really bothered by it.
No real loss for her. Yeah, Alice, have you watched movies by yourself in the cinema?
I think I have, but I have definitely strongly considered it.
Oh, I thought you have.
No, definitely not recently, but I've definitely like considered it. I don't think it's weird at all. You know, I think there was Toy Story 4. There was this. So we watched Toy Story 4 after high school. There was a group of us, and I think half of us booked in one lot and then the other half booked another lot, and we deliberately left a space in between those two sets of people in that row, and we thought, no one's gonna book that spot because in between there's only one seat in between a group of four or something, so it's like pretty big-ish groups, not that big, but like big-ish groups, and then this person booked right in the middle, so we had this like stranger sit right in the middle, and like it was fine, to be honest. It's like we're all there to watch a movie like we're all there for the same purpose. It was just like strange that person chose that spot deliberately when there was probably many, many other seats that you would want. Mm. So in my head, I think if I was to watch a movie by myself, I'd probably want like a quiet space.
Mm.
Like I don't really want to be like bothered by other people's chatter and stuff. I just want to like go there, watch my movie and then like leave. I'm not there to make friends, I guess, if I'm there by myself.
That's fair.
That's the only thing where I was like, oh, that was a bit strange. But it's not, like, weird that he did it, I guess. It was just weird that he chose that spot, to be honest.
I have a question for you guys.
Yeah?
So in relation to that, have you guys ever been told off in a cinema?
No, I'm a perfect cinema goer.
Yeah, I'm very respectful because I know exactly the kind of person I get annoyed by. And I refuse to be that person.
I've been told off and I was pretty salty about it.
Why did you get told off?
I'm quite a fidgety person, but I don't normally kick my feet much. But I was just kind of kicking it against my seat. And then the guy was like, can you stop? And then fucking 5 minutes later, his kid starts fucking kicking his seat, like constantly. So I got pretty annoyed. I didn't say anything, but I was just a bit salty.
I think that people have more tolerance for their kids than strangers, and I feel like that's fair.
I feel like if, you know, you're telling a stranger off, you should also tell your kid off about it.
I think you might not even have noticed that the kid was doing it. Probably just so used to.
Maybe they were light, delicate, childlike kicks, and yours were firm adult kicks.
I don't know. I was just, kicking my feet. Not against his chairs, just against my own, and it said stop. And then, the kids aren't doing it. I was pretty salty.
Sad
just a little tidbit.
Thank you for letting us know. I think going to movies by yourself can be very enjoyable.
Yeah, because you don't have other people. I guess.
Like Ryan kicking your feet.
Yeah.
It was a once off. I don't normally kick my feet, but yeah. I mean, you could still have other people kicking their feet, even if you're alone.
Well, I hope one day, Ryan, you get to experience this. Bar soap is superior to liquid soap.
Nah.
Nah, strong no.
In terms of what?
I don't know. That's just the statement, Alex. There's no context to it.
I don't know about superior, but I definitely prefer liquid. It's preference-wise.
I don't like bar soap very much.
You probably do the same thing.
It's this from my hand a lot. I always drop it and always have to go.
Don't drop the soap.
Yeah. I always drop the soap.
Okay. You have like little slippery hands.
Butterfingers.
I'm a classic soap dropper, butterfingery.
Okay.
I don't like it very much.
I think the good soap is just easier to use and like less messy because it's in the bottle.
Yeah.
Like whereas the dish, like the soap dish and
I guess could be bothered. Soap's
gone. Yeah. But I would say bar soap is probably more environmentally friendly.
Yes, probably.
Yeah. No packaging at all.
How about you, Francis?
Yeah, probably like liquid soap is easier to use. But I do have both options available to me, so.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I only have one option.
But you have your Aesop mouthwash. That's where all your money's gone.
Fancy.
I told you didn't buy it. I got it as a present.
Good. Have you used it?
Yeah. Whenever I see you guys, I use it.
How does it rate to Woolies mouthwash?
I haven't used it.
How does it rate to Listerine?
Listerine?
Yeah.
Burns a little less, tastes a little better.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'll never know.
What's another one? Mint and chocolate are the nastiest combination to ever exist.
Mint choco.
I love mint choc.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I love mint choc.
Oh my God.
I don't mind it. Wouldn't be like disgusting. It's my favorite.
Disgusting? Disgusting.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Disgusting?
Disgusting.
Really? I like it. I think, but the thing is, when I grew up, like as a kid, my mom would get me mint choc.
Aww, it's nostalgic.
So it's probably more a nostalgia factor.
Oh, that's so sweet. Doris.
Oh, getting a sweet little Ryan a mint choco ice cream.
A little chocolate book.
Wouldn't say I was ever sweet, but okay.
Did she just randomly buy that for you or was it a little treat for like doing well on your math test or something?
Nah. It's just when we go shopping.
Oh.
My dad likes ice cream. So when we go, you know, New Zealand. Like that.
New Zealand natural. Yeah.
When we go there, we'd always get I get the mint choc.
Aww.
Yeah.
Bless him.
That's
yeah.
so cute.
That's the cutest story ever.
Yeah, it really reminds me of my childhood. Like in Ratatouille, when that guy ate the dish and it threw him back to childhood. That's how I feel every time I have mint choc.
Okay. I've never seen you eat it.
Do you have it often?
No, I don't. But I don't eat sweets often, so.
He always says that, then I always see him eating sweets.
Yeah, you know that time we were over at Ryan's house and he had a bowl of chocolate ice cream? I was actually shocked.
I was like, who is he?
I didn't want to say anything to him because I knew that he was going to yell at us and be like, I always eat chocolate ice cream or something.
No, I don't.
He really doesn't.
You did say, you guys did say something.
Yeah, I asked you, I was like, oh, is that chocolate ice cream? And you're like, yeah. Yeah. And then I didn't say anything else because I knew I was going to get yelled at if I said anything further.
The thing we wanted to say was like, when did you start eating chocolate ice cream? Yes, and when did you start like having ice cream in the fridge and like...
No, but the thing is, the context of the whole situation required ice cream.
What required ice cream?
Yeah.
No, what required ice cream?
Oh, the show we were watching was so emotional. It was like an ice cream kind of moment.
But the fact that you had ice cream in your fridge, blew my mind.
It was a very interesting statement. And also because Francis and I were not eating ice cream at that moment. And also, yeah, the fact that you had chocolate ice cream in your fridge as opposed to like just vanilla or the mochi ice cream, because I think that's more in line with like your flavor, like your palate and stuff, right? But chocolate ice cream is pretty rich, it's pretty sweet. As a person who identifies as a non-sweet lover,
you always tell us
eater, to have chocolate ice cream is a pretty
out of character. That's fair. For all the listeners out there, I do have mochi ice cream in my fridge as well.
Because you always tell us I don't like dessert.
I'm not like a big dessert person, but yeah, that's fair. So that's a fair shocking revelation. Yeah,
wow, breaking news. Okay. So do you somewhat like sweets?
Again, I wouldn't say I'm a very big sweets person at all. Mm. Like as in if the world had no sweets, it wouldn't faze me too much.
But do you eat sweets regularly?
No, I definitely don't eat sweets regularly. That ice cream has been in there since like November.
So the last time I had coffee with you, Ryan bought a strawberry tart.
Yeah, and? I wouldn't say it's often.
Would you not call that a sweet? But that's fairly often, like regularly. From week to week.
Every week.
I had the same type of ice cream from November.
No, but every week, when we go out to eat, there's like a dessert and stuff like that.
Yeah, like you'll eat sweets like fairly regularly is probably what they're asking. Rather than like you eat it every day, you need to have chocolate, you're a chocoholic, like whatever. Yeah, it's not
but
bad.
When we get the sweets, right? Like sometimes it's just me, but it's rarely just me having the sweets, right? Like we share it all.
No, that's not the question.
The point is, if I do not go out with you guys, I'm not going to have any sweets. Like, if I don't go out with you guys, like, sweets won't really be part of what I eat. Again, I draw reference to that ice cream and also the sweets in my drawer. I literally don't touch those at all. So I wouldn't say if I was by myself, I wouldn't say I am a regular sweets eater.
Okay.
No? Mm. Or
what about with other people?
Like, I mean, with you two, yeah.
Other people.
Weird. No, other people.
Yeah. Like, depends on who it is. It's just me and, like, some mates. Like, some it'll mate. Be just dinner. It won't be dinner and dessert.
I think he's in denial.
I think he is too, but that's fine. That's fine. It's fine. If you're convinced a certain way, you can have your own opinion and we can have our own opinion. I think that's fine.
Now he's pouting.
Oh, Alice can't see my face.
But you can imagine it, right?
Yeah.
You know what he looks like.
I know
what
face it is. Yeah.
Seen it many a time.
I would still strongly argue I'm not big on sweets.
Okay.
Again, I was given a bag of chocolates today and I just gave it away. I didn't even have one.
Wow. Generous king.
Mm-hmm. No, I just don't.
Also, he's not generous. He just doesn't like chocolate.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I was generous in that scenario. I just didn't want it.
Purely self-interest. Looking out for himself. Okay. Pandas look delicious.
Pretty like.
That's sick. They're so cute. They're so cute. Have you not seen a baby panda? As if you would want to eat that. Like, that's disgusting. What kind of sicko wrote that?
What about the grown-up ones?
Yeah.
Do they look juicy and fat?
Like, a baby chicken is really cute. But a big chicken is like...
yummy.
Yeah.
But you don't look at it and be like, that looks yummy. You just know that it's yummy.
But would a panda... could be yummy, do you think?
I reckon it could be yummy for sure.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
I don't look at it and go, that's a good meal.
But something about them, like because they're so round and fat, they look like it'd be a pretty delicious meal.
Yeah, good fat to meat ratio.
If you had to compare like animal to animal and like what would potentially taste delicious versus not taste delicious, then panda, which is a little bit more round. You can tell there's meat there.
There's a lot of meat.
Juicy rump. Yeah. Imagine panda belly.
Yeah. Oh man, it would be like pork belly, but times five. In fact.
Pretty interesting because they only eat vegetarian, don't they? Like they only eat bamboo. Mm.
So I wonder cows.
if
And they're yummy. Oh.
Wow, that's a pretty good point.
Oh, shit. I was going to say, maybe pandas are healthy. Because they only eat bamboo.
Yeah, they're like grass-fed cows.
What if pandas are all muscle? But if under all our fur, it's just pure muscle.
Rock hard.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Unless we were to eat a panda.
Or we pat a panda on its bum and see how jiggly.
And just jiggle it. Yeah.
Yeah. See whether it's muscle and like just powerful or like fatty.
Because I feel like if you compare it to other animals, like a rhino, a panda definitely looks yummier.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I reckon it looks yummier than a kangaroo.
I would agree. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It definitely looks yummier than a kangaroo. It looks yummier than a cow.
Really?
Yeah, like cows don't look that young. I reckon if you slap a panda's belly or something, it'll be pretty like
ripple.
Yeah, it'll ripple.
It's kind of like something like a pig or something. Like, yeah, this is gonna be a juicy one.
Yeah.
So agreed?
Yeah, I guess so. But however, I don't really want to eat one.
Yeah, I also don't want to eat one.
I don't really want to.
They're too, what's it called? When there's not many of them left.
Endangered?
Rare. Endangered, yeah. So we're not allowed to eat it.
No. Like, even if they weren't, I still wouldn't want to.
So if you went to a country where pandas were a staple diet, like completely delicacy. Staple diet, a delicacy, you wouldn't try it?
I'm not sure, to be honest. Maybe. I would be more open to try it, yeah, for sure. But
like, I probably will, because like,
if it's not endangered and it's like a special cuisine and specifically someone had already bought the dish or it was at a dinner or something and it was already served, then yeah, definitely would try it. That being said, I've never had rabbit before. So
rabbit.
Yeah, and I know that's very common, but I just can't like make myself do it. Yeah, so
I think I'd order it if it was like not endangered and not, and it was like somewhere where it's quite common and a delicacy.
You try it out, give it a go.
Probably. Would you?
Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
With those sort of conditions, yeah.
Just to see, oh, cool, it is fatty.
Exactly as we predicted.
It was either it was fatty or it was like quite tough, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, surely they're quite jiggly. They look good.
Yeah,
they
look, sure, they look surely. Especially when they're sitting down and just munching on their bamboo. Yeah. I'm like, oh, man.
And it all just kind of like plops onto the ground.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, there's no way. It's not fatty.
So righty, tighty, lefty, loosey is the dumbest way to learn which way to turn a screw.
What?
Okay, I just want to say I use that a lot.
Yeah.
That being said, I can't build anything. But I think it's very useful. Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
I personally think it's very useful.
Yeah, me too.
I've never learned that before.
You've never heard that?
It was on How I Met Your Mother.
I don't remember that. That scene did not stick in my mind. I guess I just
how do you know which way to turn? Oh, she just knows. She's a natural, carpenter. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just like twist it, and then like if it doesn't tighten, then it's the other way.
Yeah, but if you think righty tighty, lefty loosey, you don't even have to. You don't even have
you just
to
know.
Try it. You just know. Oh, righty tighty.
But clearly that doesn't help, right? Because some people still don't know how to do it.
I was like, where is this going? not in building stuff, but it helped me when like I had to set up stuff, like a volleyball net or something. And it's righty tighty, lefty loosey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I personally think it's a great little memory device. Yeah. Maybe Alice, you can adopt it.
I mean, I've made it this far without.
Yeah. But now it's going to be stuck in your head every time you use a screwdriver when you're turning.
Maybe my quality of life will greatly improve.
Yeah.
I think so. I will just show you this one scenario. So someone has said, my husband believes running pizza underwater to cool it down is acceptable. Please watch this video that I am sending you as proof that this is what he does.
Ew.
What the hell?
So do you want to describe what's happening in the video?
This guy's munching on a slice of pizza as if it's the most delicious thing in the world. And he shoves it under a tap, seemingly washing away all the flavor, and then shoves it back in his mouth.
Wait, why is he washing it?
To cool it down.
Okay. When have you ever had a pizza that's too hot to eat? There are a lot of foods in this world that get very, very hot. So like soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can be too hot for your mouth to handle. But I've never had a pizza where I'm like, I cannot possibly put this in my mouth.
It's too hot, so it has to cool it down mm-hmm. faster.
But like when it's like that hot, right? All the toppings fall off because the cheese is like melted. So if you run it under the tap, all the toppings fall off.
I'm not saying this is right. I just wanted to share this with you.
You're eating dough and watery tomato.
Because I had to witness it as well.
I mean, I'm assuming this is like a, what do you call them? Wood-fired baked pizza or something, right? That's the only situation where I could think pizza can get super, super hot. Like if it's on an open flame, right? So the base is pretty firm because it's being cooked on that pizza stone. And it's pretty thin as well from the looks of it. I just don't believe it would ever get so hot that he couldn't eat it. And then also in addition, putting water on it instead of like fanning it, something like just making your pizza soggy. And then in addition, what Ryan said about the pizza toppings probably falling off.
I'm surprised some of the toppings stayed on. I'm rewatching the video and some of it stayed on.
Maybe it's not that hot. That's what I'm saying. It's not that hot. If the topping is still on it and like in like, you know, attached to the cheese, it's not that hot.
Is he just slightly warming it up with like warm water?
I don't know. I cannot answer your questions.
It's just like tells me that person has a weak mouth and a bad palate.
Damn.
Like, you cannot handle hot pizza, in inverted commas.
That's not the way to eat pizza.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
It's absolutely unacceptable.
It's absolutely illegal. Should not be done. Jail.
Yes. Put him away.
Fined. Jailed. He should not be allowed to touch a slice of pizza for life.
Yeah. He's lost banned. His privileges.
Pizza privilege.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I just really wanted to show you that.
Honestly, it was a bit shocking.
I was shocked when I saw it.
Some people just aren't made for this world.
I don't understand.
It boggles the mind, truly.
Yeah.
I mean, but on a related pizza note, how do you feel about eating pizza straight out of the fridge?
I thought you were going to ask a pineapple question.
Oh, no. Straight out of the fridge, cold slices.
I think this is where we might divide again.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say I did try pizza for your suggestion, which is cold. It wasn't bad. And I think it worked for that particular pizza because it was a seafood one. So having it cold actually wasn't too bad because I think you have a lot of seafood cold anyway. Would I have preferred it hot? Potentially. And I think like if it was like a pepperoni pizza, I definitely would have preferred it hot.
Ryan?
There are issues with pizza and various other foods out of the fridge. No issues at all.
I think it's actually quite yummy.
Yeah, it's quite delicious.
Something about the chill just adds to the flavor.
Yeah, 100%.
Doesn't it
delicious.
Detract?
No.
Depends on what it is. If it's seafood pizza, no.
Sometimes the flavors seem even more concentrated.
It is delicious.
Yeah.
It is delicious.
Alice is looking at us like we're freaks.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but also it wouldn't be my preference.
Well, I think what this exercise has proved is that we don't all think alike. We are individuals. How does that make you feel?
Me?
You were the one who wanted us to all think the same way.
No, I didn't want us to think the same way. I just wanted me and one other person
you wanted to
think
split
the same
apart.
Way. Just to clarify.
The two friends in the pod.
Yeah, I just didn't want the two friends in a pod to think the same way. Gives me a sense of relief. I'm glad you guys don't think exactly the same.
I think we've tried to tell you that.
I think like your assumption of how we are as individuals is just, yeah. So I guess for additional context, Ryan always mistakes us for one another, even though like one, we are different people. We look different. We are different in many, many, many ways, right? We have different names even.
To also be fair, there's also been many, many times where they've got very, very similar views, answers, everything. So there are times where it just escapes me. And I'm like, oops, this isn't Francis, it's Alice.
He does it to us in person as well. This is the thing.
Look, to also be fair, I do call different people by the wrong names a lot.
We've known each other for like 8 years. That's what you said, more. Like the Hong Kong stuff. Yeah, at least, I mean, 8 years.
Yeah, I said.
And you still get us wrong.
No, I said you haven't found out about it for 8 years. happy for you to replay the tape on that one.
Wow. Oh, shit. This boy is getting too confident.
My mind just strays. And, like, sometimes I'm just not thinking about it.
What do you have on your mind that's, you know, complicating things so much?
Well, sometimes you, sometimes Alice, sometimes different things. Yeah.
Well, then if anything, you'd get us the most correct because we're
always on your mind.
Us, yeah.
No, I said you guys, amongst other things.
So name some of the other things.
I know other people.
Wow.
Other girls.
He's a player, think. I told you.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone's had that situation where they accidentally called the teacher their mum by accident. It happens.
Are you guilty of that?
Yeah, 100%. Pretty sure I stuck up my hand and said, mum, year four.
Wait, mummy.
Whoa. Definitely didn't say that. I said, hey, mum. I don't even call my mum. I don't know why I said mum.
Desperately seeking a mother figure in that situation.
Desperately seeking approval. Yeah, you guys have, haven't you?
Can't say I have.
So.
Really? Well, I guess that's another Reddit post I should be posting up.
Embarrassing story.
It's okay to call your teacher mum once in a while by accident.
Cool. Well, thank you guys for indulging me. And I feel like we once again learned a lot about each other.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you for putting that together and being our resident Redditor.
I do have a question, though.
Yeah, go for it.
Would it be my turn next to ask questions?
So next week, what are we doing, Francis?
Wow. All right.
We'll see. We don't like to, you know, commit ourselves to certain things.
Keep a promise.
Much. Yeah.
Keep a promise that we can't keep.
We just like to, you know.
Go with the flow.
Go with the flow. Vibes. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the vibe, then you're the vibe, but maybe you're not. So we can't promise it.
That's fair. That's fair.
So what are we doing next week?
So it's back to two friends again.
The natural state of things.
The world will come back to normal. Equilibrium, whatever we want to call it. I think it's still up for discussion. But what we do know is that there will just be the two of us.
As it should.
That bit has been set.
TBC. We'll figure TBC. Something out.
We'll be back.
The two friends will be back. Two out of three. The original duo.
Well, two out of two, really. But before we sign off, we just wanted to do like a quick roundup of 2521. So we've been harping on about it. You guys are probably like, when will it end? Well, I'm telling you, it ended. The last two episodes aired last week and we as a trio did watch it together. What are your thoughts overall on those two episodes, but also like, I guess, a reflection on the whole drama itself? Because I think we did have hypotheses around like what the ending would be, because I think it was one of those ones where you don't instinctively know what the ending could have been. That's in contrast to something like Business Proposal, where you know exactly what's going to happen and you also know like the plot line, ending, etc. You know that's been established at the front, but for this one it was sort of like an unknown. Yeah, what were the final thoughts?
I guess to give a bit of background, so essentially the drama starts with the main character as an adult with a daughter, and you don't know who the father of that daughter is. And then you kind of see her as a kid growing and like making friends. And there's a main romantic relationship there. And a lot of us are wondering, is that the relationship that ends up being her long-term marriage, the person that she, you know, has a daughter with? I guess if we want to spoil it, the ending is that he was not the father.
Mm.
He was not the father. Maury has spoken. And their relationship actually ended in them breaking up.
When they were 25, 21.
In a very heartbreaking scene. Yeah. So Ryan, what were your thoughts?
Before I give my analysis, I just want to say we actually watched a lot of episodes together as a trio. As three friends in a pod. So not just the last two. Alice and Francis opened my eyes to my second Korean drama ever in my life.
Wow.
And I really appreciate that. I think it was really good. I didn't expect them not to be together from perception of Korean dramas and things like that. I always thought the two main characters would always end up together. They didn't. And I thought that was a really real way of putting it. I think there were lots of cute scenes. So I really, really enjoyed it. Ko Yoo-rim was amazing. She was so cute. So was Na Hee-do. She was also so cute. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
I think it was a really sad ending, though. I think the last 6 episodes was a lot of emotional damage. Very painful. Definitely had to decompress after every episode. Different ways, hiding in a little laundry room, lying on a sofa. It was definitely really, it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Hiding under the blankets?
Yeah, hiding under the blankets. Some were more open and just sat there with the tissue stuck on their face. But yeah, really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was a good combo of fun and emotions. Yeah, I thought it was really good.
You love emotions.
It made me feel emotions I haven't felt in a long time.
I think we did like mention earlier that we did watch it with you, and that this drama had grabbed you in particular, Ryan, more so than any other dramas. And to confirm, he was literally rolling on the couch, wrapping himself up with his blankie and crying and going whenever something like sad happened. And to be honest, like I think Francis and I, we reacted in a very similar way where we were like very like trying to be stoic and like not show too much emotion, but we were definitely crying by the end, like literally crying, like being like, oh my God, like it just had to like break, I think, yes. Break character almost. I don't know why we were trying so hard to be strong. I don't know why. It was a very safe space. We had literally like had tissues like dabbing in our eyes and all that sort of stuff. I think also the hypothesis that we kind of had in the beginning of the drama where we're like, they were not going to get together, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's set up in the beginning that the daughter, like she doesn't really know her father that well. I think also whenever they, because Nahido in her diaries refers to Becky Jin like by name, and there are photos and stuff, and she never like recognized them or ever referenced it to being her dad. And like, why would, you know, especially in Asian culture, you wouldn't call your dad by their name for sure. And you'd instantly recognize it, whether you had a relationship with them, I don't know, but you would definitely know who that person is. So we kind of like, I think in the very backs of our mind, knew that they weren't going to be together in the present. However, the whole drama really sets it up that this is their like one true love. This is their like, this is the one. That's how it gets set up. We go through this whole journey of them like not being together, just having this beautiful friendship, and then eventually getting together, and you're like, oh, it's like near the end, but like in the back of your mind you still know that they're not going to get together, I think. And then confirmed at the end of the drama what they do, part their ways to give the titular like 2521 name. And it was really heartbreaking. Like, I think because they spent so much time, you see the chemistry, you see all the relationship ups and downs, and they still don't get together. And as Ryan also mentioned, it was a very realistic view on relationships, I think. And it was almost too real. I think I had to really like force myself to like sit there and like not like be overly emotional about it and be like, this is just a drama.
Just break down.
Totally. It was like super realistic, I think, the way that they portrayed that part of it. So I think it was good, but also it was a bit much. I'm not gonna lie, it was a bit much.
I think
they teased us really well by really only ending it almost at the end of the drama. So there was nothing after that, essentially. Yeah, they really dragged it at that end.
Yeah.
To the very last moment and then ended it.
Yeah. And I think there's definitely, for me, there was a bit of disappointment that they didn't end up together, purely because the way their relationship built up and the chemistry was so strong. And I think there's something about Korean dramas where you watch relationships, whether they're based in like high school, you know, realistically, you know, they're not going to work out, but there's always a part of you that's like, not like these two high schoolers have found the one, they're going to end up together. It's a happily ever after. You kind of conditioned in that way. So I really wanted them to be together. And I really was disappointed that they didn't. I would have loved a happy ending. But I think when you kind of step back from the emotions, and now that I've looked back on it a week on with a maybe less tears in my eyes, I definitely feel like it was realistic, but so sad, but realistic in the way that these were two people who met quite young and now they've grown and they've changed and matured, and one's gone through something really traumatic and that affects your relationship and like long distance and all that sort of thing. So I'm like, okay, this is real, but maybe I didn't want real.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
I think we were also just praying because it was Namjoon Hyuk, right? We were just like, this is like just a romance. We kind of set us up for that romance. But yeah, also knowing like in hindsight, like that set up in the beginning and then the ending, which is at the end, which is very effective, I guess, in like that emotional arc. Yeah, it was just a bit too realistic, I think. Especially after having watched President's Proposal, which is super fluffy. Like, it's something that you want. Like, it's light entertainment, it's comedy. Mm. You know that you're going to be happy at the end. Whereas this one, people are like, are we or are we not? But we're probably not going to be. So it's almost like it's a heart wrencher, right? I don't know if I could actually watch that drama again, to be quite honest. I don't think I could take it.
A couple of the scenes were just really hard, and I think the contrast between Ko Yoo-rim and Ji-woon, how their relationship worked out and how they got together from high school and they were really cute throughout the whole thing and then eventually got married. I think the contrast between that and when Kim Tae-ri and Baek Hye-jin, their relationship started falling apart, I think that made it really hard as well. Because you'd think, oh, hey, maybe they might end up together because everyone else is ending up together, but that did not happen.
Sadly, yeah. And I think one of our theories was maybe he dies. Or I think that was also a theory going online, and maybe that would have been easier if he just died and they couldn't be together.
Yeah.
But it was, I think, such a heartbreaking ending because them breaking up, not because they hated each other or someone did something wrong. It was
wasn't gross, working.
Realistic, like, circumstance, just life getting in the way. Blah, blah, gross. So that just made it even sadder.
It's what makes it good, but also makes it super bad. Difficult to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. I think we were hoping for a death because, yeah, you're right. It's way better than what happened.
It's because you saw them in the future and they could have been together. So the what if just kills you.
But then I think the mom mentioned that she had spoken to Hye-jin, so it's like, oh, he's probably alive.
Yeah. And I think like that scene where it accumulates to where at the very end when he was tying her shoes for her, they were just breaking down on the streets, and you can see that they still care for each other.
Yeah, they still love each other.
Wholesomely, so wholeheartedly, but it's just they know it won't work out. That scene was that was devastating.
Is he crying now? Are you okay?
Oh man, if I watched that scene again, I probably would.
Yeah, that scene where they're saying goodbye and they know they still love each other.
Mm.
Yeah. But
making the mature decision that we need to step away because we know the circumstances aren't working out for us. That just really hurt me. Like, God, I was just like desperately thinking, though, you guys can make it work. Like, just do this, do that. Like, please stay together.
But you know in your heart of hearts, right? I also want to say that that's the most mature 21-year-old I've ever seen in my life. There is... 100% know that myself and also everyone that I kind of knew at that age definitely wouldn't have handled it like that. It was very mature talking, going through the problems, open communication. Amazing.
That was definitely not something that would ever happen.
She's an Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean she's three like times. Mature, you know what I mean? Just means she's good at fencing.
Yeah. She's built out that emotional strength, mental strength by doing that. Yeah.
I think she's just also very brave as a character. Mm. Like, she's always been very bright.
Yeah.
Quite ballsy.
Yeah. I think overall it's like a really strong story just about youth and looking back on, you know, the golden years of your life and the friends that you made and the relationships that you had. So it's really strong in that part. But I would say, yeah, the romance is definitely heartbreaking by the end.
Mm.
And I really enjoyed it.
Okay. I really enjoyed it. It had us, we were gripped for sure.
Oh, man.
Oh my goodness.
Willingly watched a few episodes by myself just to catch up and be prepared for the last two episodes. So I think it was one of the best. Well, out of the two I've watched, the best one I've seen.
What was the other one that you watched?
Dream High.
Yeah, okay.
So I
watched it for Susie.
Yeah,
I can see that.
But obviously that, I didn't think it was a strong at all.
Mm. Yeah, definitely not an escapist drama, which is typically what we would go for, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I liked watching it with you two. It was fun, and I'm glad you two were there.
Confession.
When I watched it, I'm glad you guys forced me to watch it.
We did it, but yeah.
We just put it again, on.
Once again, it's a TV next to me. I have no choice but to watch computer, it with you.
You could be on your computer.
I was at the beginning.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, we've watched many things on that TV and you haven't necessarily sat down and watched it with us.
That's true.
Yeah, I think this one actually has grabbed you because of the story, because of the characters and stuff. Don't try to put this on us.
And I think Cor Yudim was just amazing in it.
By amazing, yes. It's always a good girl.
I thought she was a great, like, I think her actual thing
Ryan
was great.
Ryan has a type.
But, but also, yes, because she was extremely cute.
Ryan likes brunette, cute, good girls.
Cor Yudim is not brunette.
Dark head.
Like brown head, dark head, black head. Good, cute girls is Ryan's style. That's his type.
Yeah, that's why you two are my type. Gotcha.
Are we good girls?
I don't accept this title, sorry.
Oh, well, regardless, you're my type.
Oh, thank you. Overall thoughts, I guess, on 2521, good drama?
Great drama.
Great drama.
I won't do it again. Won't put myself through it again.
Yeah.
Business proposal, I'll have on repeat, but not 2521. Yeah, for sure. I think it's just too much of a journey. Yes.
Maybe we can continue to watch more K-dramas together, Ryan.
I don't like how you put maybe in front of it. I would like a more firm we can watch.
Okay, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think Ryan has also already suggested some dramas that he's seen on his Netflix page that he'd like to watch. And I think we turned down all those suggestions because we'd already previously discussed that they weren't that good. But I think Soundtrack is on the to-watch list, which is
together.
The newest one on Disney Plus. Yes, we've already established we'll be watching them together. Don't you worry.
I don't know. You literally just established you won't like 3 hours ago.
That was
okay,
a fun
good,
prank.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad we established it's a plot prank.
Soundtrack, so Park Hyun Sik and
Han So Hee.
Oh, of course you know.
Of course you know the name.
I mean, sorry, what was the other main character called?
Han Hee something.
I forgot. Yeah. I'll search it out one.
Another dark haired good girl. You know we're not wrong.
Fair.
Well, that journey has come to an end. Goodbye, 2521.
We must move on. That's all for this week. See you next week with whatever we choose to do with the two of us.
Ryan, do you want to do a little farewell to your fans, a little shout out to your fans?
Once again, thanks everyone for listening. Give plenty of support to Two Friends in a Pod. Send in your fan mail for myself and I'll see you on the next episode of Two Friends in a Pod when I'm invited.
Where should people send their emails to?
twofriendsinapod@gmail.com. Please like and subscribe.
And what platforms are we on?
Instagram. Oh, and also they recently started a TikTok. Go watch it if you guys want some ideas on where to eat and where to get tattoos.
Not how I would sell this TikTok.
It's a really fun TikTok, guys. I really enjoy watching it.
You don't.
I really recommend you guys to go watch it. Lots of cool tips, cool tricks, and cool places to go and cool places to eat.
So I think we've established that Ryan cannot be our brand manager because that is exactly not what we're set out to do.
This boy is not for marketing.
That's fine. Again, it's not his day job, so it'll be fine. So, but anyway, yes, we are on TikTok. Ryan has not watched any of them, so he can't say that they're good. But, I mean, we don't even know if it's good, but you know what it is? It is fun. We're just basically documenting our weekend adventures. So at the moment, we've got lots of food because I guess our weekends do surround food, trying new cafes, the little tidbits from like our Melbourne trip. And then, yes, recently we did vlog our tattoo experience. So if you want to see what we get up to, non-pop culture related, I think mostly, but just an insight into our lives. To Sydney gals.
What do we do? Where do we go?
Two basic, like, Sydney gals just going to brunch or something. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what it ends up in. But that's what's on there at the moment.
And it's Two Friends in a Pod, but the two is the numerical two.
Yes. Unfortunately, some other person took the TW.
You know who stole it?
Who? Can we flag them?
Can we report them? We have a lawyer in Eastwood. Ali and Layla. Lela.
Ooh,
Ali and Layla stole it.
I don't feel close to what we are. Just a few letters off.
But Ali, Layla, if you're listening, give us our account name back.
Yeah, please. But yeah, that's what we've been doing. Check it out if you want, or if you don't want to, that's also fine.
We'll catch up with you guys next week.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.